are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
So, in what position did you lose your virginity in? Like, how did you start when y'all first got down to it? What was the first position?
I think I back shots.
Same.
Yeah, I blacked out because I remember gripping the bed like this, and he was behind me pounding, and I was like, I didn't say anything because I feel like that's such a pussy move. If you ask for it, you got to be able to take it. Like, I'm a soldier through the shit.
You blacked out? I feel like you told me that before, and each time I'm more and more shocked.
Yeah, I blacked out. It was just his dick. That was like probably to this day, that's still the biggest. Well, him and one other person, they're tied because it was 11. Like, my first dick was a huge dick. I think that's why I'm kind of like, I don't really like. Like, big dicks now are just kind of like whatever to me. Like, I like boyfriends.
Yeah, my first dick was big too. That's why when people are like, oh my god, it's so big. I'm like,
no. It's a little different, bitch. Cause like you're a big dick connoisseur. Like even the biggest dicks aren't big to you because you've seen so many big dicks and you've just, I won't say experienced so many big dicks. You're not impressed by the big dicks. Us bitches who have only seen.
I just have a high pain tolerance.
I mean, that you can have a little dick can still give you pain, but you prefer the big dicks give you pain. That's where the areas of gray come in at. You're a big dick connoisseur.
I mean, I just like a nice slab of ribs, you know.
I love a good slab, but I like sausage. Sucking big slabs. Like, I haven't took a big dick in forever, so I don't even know. Maybe I will like big dicks now.
Yeah, it's been a while for me, but I practice often. You don't.
I don't practice. I fingered myself earlier and it felt good. And I was just like, wow, it's so wet and warm back here. But I was just like,
Did you make yourself orgasm?
No, I gave up. I was like, this is so boring.
You're useless, worthless. Just not even having a purpose.
I just don't be like, I just can't get into it. Like, I've tried, like, you know, we talk about this tons of times on the podcast. I've tried the whole toy game and all this shit, you know, Toy Story 69. I have tried that whole, like, thing. It just doesn't do it for me. Like, not to beat a dead horse. I be needing a nigga's presence. I wanna get choked. I wanna get slapped. I wanna get spit on. Like, my own spit is fine, cool, whatever. I want the full experience when I'm being nasty. Like, even beating my dick, I'm just kind of like, I have more fun, like, finding the video I'm going to use and, like, edging than actually, like, doing the whole process. I hate it.
Wow. I hate that for you.
Yeah. You know, I'm a classic gal.
Because you gotta, if you don't work out the muscle, you're not gonna build it.
No, it's just gonna tighten.
That is not how you wanna live your life. You wanna have a tight asshole at 60?
Well, hopefully by 60, I have a man that's fucking on me. So, hopefully by then we won't.
I feel like when you get 60, you don't need no tight hole because you got all other type of ailments going on. It needs to be easy to get up in there when you get 60. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be flappy.
I'm literally flabbergasted. So I shouldn't focus on my tight hole. I should focus on my aching back and bones and joints.
You should focus on having some elasticity so you don't be breaking other stuff.
First of all, I have a really good pain tolerance. So I'm pretty sure as I get older, that's just only going to increase. So with my little tight hole and my little tight hole and my pain endurance and like just being an all-around badass, baddie, oldie, I think I'll be just like ready to take on anything. Like big dicks, little dicks. And I feel like when I get older, people are going to hunt me down. They're going to be like, that's the grandpa that takes really good dick. And hopefully by then, I wouldn't mind, like, as I get older, like, eventually, like, panning over into, like, adult porn content. Because by then, it's just, they don't even care about shit. They're just, like, people are just watching just to see an old person get fucked to death. And so I feel like that's the type of porn industry I want to be a part of. Like, hey, I don't really, like, because when I'm having sex and all this other shit, I think I talk about this on the podcast, I focus a lot on, like, my facial expressions, and I like thinking about, like, like making sure I'm hot while I'm getting fucked. And so I always think about all that kind of shit. And by then I'm old, so I'm not gonna give a fuck. Just fuck your grandpa. Just fuck him. Well, me. Fuck me.
I was watching, I told y'all I like incest porno here. And that's, people don't like to admit that, but I
do love like it.
I don't care.
You saw my homeboys kissing? Anybody's
gonna beat my ass about it, either. Huh?
My home.
No, you need to stop suggesting them painted twig sticks to me. I don't want to see
I
it.
I love them. Okay? They're so cute.
And I love skinny people. That's not, that wasn't a read for skinny people. Oh, that was a read for them. They look like they need.
You're skinny phobic.
They need.
Me.
They're so dirty to me. If they were just how they are without all those tattoos.
Oh, girl, you're one of those. I love the tattoos. The tattoos add the appeal. Even
I love tattoos when they look cohesive, though. They just look like they got scribbled on by a six-year-old.
They look like Miami, and that's totally fine. That's the Miami aesthetic, and I love it. I know, like, they're... Oh, I would have so much fun. Just put me in between. Like, that way, like, I'll be the heater, so that, like, when people are attacking them for kissing each other, it's like, ah, it's a caveat. They weren't just kissing each other. They were kissing me as well. Huh? See? Let's throw me in the middle. And what if I wait till
there
like
are,
I'm 60?
There are other twins in the porn industry that I would rather watch than those.
I two. Like blood twins. I don't want the fucking Ethan and Connor that look just kind of similar because they have blonde hair and blue eyes.
No, I'm not talking about them. It's okay. It's these two boys.
They it's are these so other two real skinny black boys. Incest lovers.
It can't nobody shame me about the name shame.
Period.
And that don't mean I want to fuck all my family. That just mean I like watching shit. That be the misconception that be blowing me. I don't want to, like, please, but...
Have you?
Anyway, we don't even have to get into it, because... What? Nope. Have I what?
Have any of your family members ever tried to fuck on you?
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I had a cousin that always tries to. It is very awkward. Very awkward. And thank God I don't have like a really close like relationship with like all of my family. He's like my like third or fourth, fifth cousin removed. And so like through marriage.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
I don't know if that counts.
Okay, well, never mind. Take that back. Hey, you cut it down in there.
Sorry. But I was saying I stumbled across somebody named Uncle Stepdaddy or something. Because when you guys said older man, something I was just thinking about that, but his name was like Uncle Stepdaddy. I don't remember his at name. Mm-hmm. But
he got a live in house black nigger. I mean nigger slave.
Okay, this just got racial. I don't know what.
Oh, is he white? The guy I'm talking about is black.
I'm talking about a black dude. It's some white people there. Now it's this one white dude who is transracial, allegedly. You know who I'm talking about?
Rachel Dolezal?
No, the black. He's the male version of her. He white with a big thick beard, and he wearing a do-rag.
No,
I ain't gonna lie. I like some of the videos, but it's not because of what you think it is. This man be saying the N-word and everything.
Oh, he one of those. Is it like the race play video stuff where he's just like you nigger bitch?
He don't really do race play. But it would fall into the race play category. I've seen like actual race play.
Yeah.
For research purposes. Yeah. I have to see everything.
Only research. We want to make sure we're well researched and knowledgeable about anything we talk about.
Just have to know what's going on, girls. But I wouldn't consider that race play. But I mean, somebody who's into race play would watch that and get turned on by it.
Okay. I'm going to have to watch it.
I gotta find his link. Uncle anyway, Grandma. I don't know how we got there, Uncle but yeah, that wild. Was no Uncle Stepdaddy.
Uncle nephew, Uncle nephew.
It's an uncle nephew page too.
It's this one guy who be fucking his uncle, and he like
that old nigga.
I don't know if he that old, but he be his. He be beating his dick everywhere. And he'd be like
yes, and he be moaning super loud like ain't nobody else on the planet.
Yes, I be watching him kill that fuck his fucking uncle. I said now, maybe. Bitch, the uncle be
that is crazy.
I couldn't even imagine.
I can't even get turned on by his video specifically because the dramatics are just too dramatic for me.
The only thing that throw me off about his videos, and I'm not saying I hate your content, just in case anybody shares this or he's a listener, I like your content.
The content's cool.
But it's just, it's whatever, like, I'm watching his videos, it's like, you know, like, when they do voiceovers on, like...
Yeah, it's the voiceover.
Yeah, Jill had 5 dicks up her butt. And he, like, he's talking, and I hear his voice, and I see his face, and I'm just like, this is totally taking me out of a moment. Like, I like good captions. Give me a good caption. Let me put it in my voice. I don't need to hear your play-by-play during the fuck down.
I like people who do voice notes on free Twitter. Like, those be getting me where I need to go.
Oh,
remember I told you, yeah. I like phone sex without the visual, know. So we those know. Be getting me those be getting me where I need to go.
Yes, I switch babes. I can't get into like okay, so this is one guy I was watching him on Twitter, I won't lie, and this is just strictly for research purposes, but he was just beating his dick and he was just like talking so nasty, he was just filthy, and it didn't like make me nut or anything, but it was like a good like precursor to me finding a good video that would get me there. It was just like, and he had like tons of notes too, and I was just going through it, and the way he talks is how I like a nigga to talk to me too, and so he was just like, you fucking slut, I'm gonna fuck your little ass. I'm like, creamy daddy. And so I
like the visuals and the it's a different sensation. It's another thing to add to your masturbation routine. Some audio, sensory. There's a term.
Dick ASMR. Just
to add something to your audio, you know, senses, and get everything else tingling. You know, it's
a little foreplay. Tingle me, baby.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is the Incest Lovers Next Door.
Hey. You're a fly soldier.
Oh my god, I should have not said that. I hope that don't ever get cut up into like a clip one day.
That's no, because what's gonna happen is we're gonna go on like horrible decisions or cocktails, and they're gonna be like, I heard you guys like incest. and I'm Ken Lush.
Oh, and welcome to the Boys Next Door. That's what the podcast is actually called.
Right.
This is a educational sex program and relationship program that airs every Friday at 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, wherever you get your podcasts, and also on Saturdays in visual form on YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. Sometimes it's late, but you'll be there regardless because we told you to be there.
And then subscribe too. So what happens usually is when we upload, it's either Saturday or Sunday. I was testing for a little bit, trying to do the Sundays, just to try to see if more people be home. Because Saturdays, people are usually off and they're out and about. And I feel like that was like affecting the viewership. So I changed it to Sundays sometimes. But I'm going to try to keep it on Saturdays and just see how it just keep building. Because our last couple of episodes have gotten really good views. So subscribe and turn notifications on.
Low key. I mean, it would be pushing it on the editing side for you, because I don't handle the YouTube, you guys. But low-key, if the podcast came out, I mean, if the video Friday came morning, out the same day.
I'll try it. I'll do it tonight. And we'll try
like
it.
Friday at like 4 p.m.
Cool. So tomorrow, the episode comes out Friday at 4 p.m.
Eastern time. But that's like early one. For you.
That's two my
that's
time.
That's like one for you.
One my time, yeah. I will find. Okay, so I'm going to light the blunt. I know, like, we used to do the light the blunt segment. We stopped doing it for whatever reasons. But I feel like you can show your asshole on YouTube for research purposes. I feel like you can light a blunt.
Bitch, hold up. Okay. We going to get to the blunt ceremony. Okay,
yeah. Isn't that wild?
Why is there asshole on YouTube?
It's a nice asshole, too. I wish it was a little more nice. Hairy. I wish it was a little hairier, but I get the purposes. He's trying to show us how to shave it down. But I really enjoy a good hairy asshole. But I just think that's wild. You
did
get
it
canceled.
At least have an age restriction?
I don't know. Like, but even then, it's like, it's YouTube. Like, you can, like, get around fucking age restrictions or anything like that. It's just create a new email address. But it's just like, and kids these days are super fucking smart. They'll turn a VPN on in a second and call it one. But it's just like, you get banned. I get my post taken down for sampling a song too long. If I show I'm smoking weed. If I they have like those funny pictures of like, not like a cartoon, but like it's like a stencil drawing of somebody choking on their dick, and it's like, that's what I need right now. I get reported for that. It's just like, but you can show your whole fucking asshole.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, I don't remember the white guy's name, but he used to always be like, he was like pretty much as naked as he wanted to be on fucking YouTube. Like, there was like a lot of sexual innuendos, like actual sex like going on, but it was cropped out for YouTube purposes. Or he would like use his dildo, but it would be like, I wish I could remember the guy's name because I don't want to exaggerate the truth, but it was pretty raunchy for YouTube, especially back in like 2012, 2013. Like, that was wild.
I'll be totally down.
Now I'm like, not so shocked, but yeah.
I've been seeing like people on TikTok do this thing where like they like only show the like half of them, and then behind them they're getting like railed or like fucked, and you can hear the clapping sounds, and they're on the, it's like they're doing other things. I'm like, maybe we should try that. I would love, like, one of my sneaky links, he was like, he wants to record an episode where I'm like sucking his dick, but he's on like, he doesn't want his face shown, he doesn't mind his body, whatever, but he wants me to suck his dick while we record an episode of the podcast. And so I don't know, maybe on Patreon or something. Like, I don't know, I'm afraid to risk that for the YouTube.
No, baby, you gonna have to put that on.
What research purposes would that be? Like, don't help.
I don't know what to say to that.
A boy next door is speechless. We love it.
Let's get back to like the blunt.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So this week, whenever we light the blunt,
I'm gonna light up. I'm gonna do it this week.
Yeah, I'm indoors,
trying to skip
indoors.
Out so I can be professional, but it's okay.
Whenever we light the blunt, we always light it for a cause and what we want to accomplish this week and what we thought about this week and what we want to fix this week. So that's the only thing I hate about pre-rolls. Like, I hate the burning process of getting through the fucking paper. But I want to light this blunt this week to consistency. I feel like a lot of times it's really hard to be consistent about a lot of shit because we get so many negative opinions. We are our own biggest saboteur. And so it gets in the way a lot of times of us pursuing things that we want to do or things that we love or are passionate about. So I just want to work myself on having consistency to do things that are better for me and are for me. Because there's a lot of times I put so much energy into everyone else and what everyone else is doing, but when it comes to me, I don't get that same energy back. So I want to light the blunt this week to consistency. But with that, I want to ask, what is one thing you feel like you can be more consistent about yourself?
The podcast Instagram.
Why you say that?
Is this personal or like creatively?
Either or, however you take it. So he has to do that so the smoke won't get in the mic.
That, and I just, you know, we can't post this on Instagram, it's gonna get pulled down. We can't post it on TikTok, it's gonna get pulled down. I'm not talking in the mic no more, I'm back. Okay, so creatively, I want to get better with the Instagram. I actually came up with a little plan that I'm gonna start doing for our Instagram, but and that's just me basically throwing shit at the wall, seeing if it stick. I want to do more creative stuff because I feel like my time in life is set up for work, a little bit of creative, because we do this once a week, and then just doom scrolling on my phone. I would like to occupy my time with more creative things. I would like to start another project soon. I am thinking about starting another project soon. I'm working on that idea, but So creatively, I just would like to be consistently creative because, like, you know, as we're both creative people, and you know, you go through your spells. Like, you have moments where you're just like coming up with a shit ton of stuff, and then like it's just like,
dead.
Girl, what's going on up here? What happened? So I want to exercise that muscle more.
I feel like that's equated to, as a creative, I feel like we're our biggest critics about every fucking thing. I feel a lot of times we want to do so much, but we get in the way and we literally overthink ourselves out of it. Like, a lot of times we all have these ideas and it's always just like, oh, I would love to do this or I want to do that. And then we put the thought out there, and we, no matter how long we thought about it, we always put it back on the shelf. I feel like if we just took time to actually just like indulge ourselves in the shit that we want to do, I feel like we would feel a lot more fulfilled. Like, I know me personally, like, this is like one of my creative outlets, but my other creative outlet has been my Instagram posts. Like, I take so much tender time and care to my Instagram posts. Like, it's just like my thing. Like, I make a date out of it almost, where I'm just I make a date out of it where I'm just like, I know that, like, I'm excited the day before to go do it. I'm excited to look for new locations. I'm excited to put my outfits together. I'm excited to, like, try to find songs that I feel like encapsulate the outfit. It's just stuff like that. It's just, like, little simple shit. And I've always gone back and forth. Like, I'm not sure if I ever mentioned it. I know I probably told you before, whatever. I don't know. Whatever. But when I do, my Instagram posts like that for myself, because when I was... previously, I had to ask someone else to help me, like, do videos mm-hmm. of my outfits and, like, help me come up with, like, creative things and shit like that, because they were the one taking my pictures, and they never wanted to do it. I always felt like it was a bother to go take pictures. I always felt like it was a bother to get dressed and, like, try to find location and shit like that. So whenever I would go do it with the person, they never really wanted to fully, like, commit to my vision of what I wanted to present on Instagram and social media and all this other stuff. And so once I stopped working with them and I started taking my own pictures, like, I'm doing it kind of to be, like, almost like a fuck you to them, but also to be, like, this is what you want to do, and now you're finally able to do it. Even though it takes, like, today, like, this week when I went to go take photos, it was 106 degrees outside, and I have on black, like, coated pants and a fucking black shirt, and I'm on a fucking rooftop, and the sun is beaming on me, and my phone is overheating, and I have to keep, like, and so I couldn't park on the top level, so I had to park beneath, but I had to walk across a whole fucking, like, you know how big those fucking casino parking lots are. I had to walk across the entire casino parking lot to get back downstairs, to get to my car, to cool my phone off for about, like, 10 minutes, then go back outside, repeat the process. And it just, like, once you start doing all this shit for you, you kind of have a different passion for doing it. So whenever, like, I'm doing photos and I have to go through this process, and, like, you guys are just seeing, like, and I always make sure it's either between 9 or 10 slides. Like, you have, like, you guys are seeing, like, 10 slides of a fucking 4-hour production where I had to pay for parking, and the parking's running out, and I have to drive my car out so I don't have to pay for parking, so it's still free, and I have to drive back up and try to find the same spot. Like, you guys are only seeing just a little piece of it. And so, like, when you have these creative outbursts and you have these creative visions, you just have to really just stick to it, which points me back to what I looked up blunt to, just having consistency. And so I just want to make sure, like, I know, like, whenever I do the podcast, I'm always just like, this is a really big opportunity to touch and affect so many people. Like, so many people like us, so many people different than us, so many people who are just, like, discovering themselves and trying to understand themselves. Like, we're, like, I won't say we're the face of it, but we're, like, a stepping stone and a hand to those people who are going through those things that we've already gone through. And so that always pushes me legit every week to come on here and give you guys my best and give you guys my all, and to really just be consistent with it. Because for a while, like, I was lost out here. And so, like, when I started doing the podcast, like, this was just a great outlet for me to just to, like, speak my truth and own my truth and own who I am and own what I'm not and own who I want to be and own all this other stuff. And so, yeah, just stay consistent with what you want to do. Stay consistent. Don't let anything detour you. Oh, that infused blunt is hitting, y'all. Like, it's also the 50 THC. I went really, really high this week, so.
50% is crazy.
Yeah. Normally I smoke between 20.
What's the other 50?
I don't know. Probably just, well, it's not terpenes.
What is THC? I don't even know. I just be smoking the shit.
THC is basically like the strains that are composed to make your weed. And so it's just like the potency of it, how strong it is. CBD is the other.
But, like, what is it? Like, you know how you can say, well, this is macaroni. What's in it? Milk, eggs, cheese. What is THC, you know?
I think it depends on what you grow it to be. Like that's why there's so many different strains and shit. I wonder if...
That is so vague.
Well, yeah.
You're selling it like a drug dealer, honestly.
Yeah, but honestly, that's what it is, though. Like, that's like asking, like, what is an atom? An atom's the thing that composes what everything in the world. And then you're like...
Right, right. So what are the atoms in the THC? You know, atom is as small as it get, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. So what... Okay, so how does... You know what? And let's jump into this real quick. Okay. I got to tell y'all this. And I feel like I said this on the podcast before, but I'm going to say it again.
Oh, God.
I think we are... The planet Earth in the solar system, whatever, I think we are cells inside of a celestial body. Now, I came across this theory on YouTube and I was like, that is literally the only thing that makes sense. We are just like we have cells in our body. They don't even know that they are also inside of a celestial body. They just think they doing their job. And we think we just on Earth. Whole time Earth is a cell. We inside somebody's body right now. And it's multiple bodies that make up all of these celestial beings. And they carrying all of us in them. That's all I'm saying. That ain't exactly how the theory went on YouTube. But I took it a step further. Because I think it's people that we are inside of.
Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Bitch, just like you have a cell in your body. Okay, like, let's say, okay, you know, like white blood cells. Let's say Earth is one of the white blood cells, girl. Inside of a body.
Right.
We think Earth is so big, but it's really not.
It's just a small thing. And so the sky would be like the blood?
Sure. I mean, hey, we'll figure it out when we get there, but that's all I'm saying. I just wanted to let y'all know what's going on for real. Open, wake up!
Okay, so THC is composed of 21 carbon atoms. This is so fucking stupid. This is the stupidest
part. Okay. I actually don't care.
This is so dumb. This is so dumb.
Let's have some fun. I wanted to play Never Have I Ever. Now, when I came up with the idea to play Never Have I Ever, I neglected the fact that that requires more than one person. And the person coming up with the questions all the time is not necessarily playing a game. I didn't think about it that way. We should have coordinated this, but it was a last moment idea. But you're just going to play anyway, okay? And you're going to love it. All right, you guys, we're playing Never Have I Ever. So I don't know if you want to take shots or take puffs. I was going to do like, you know, once you put 10 fingers down, then we'll wrap up the game.
Okay.
And I'll add my two cents in, but I came up with the thing, so it's not.
How do you play this again? Like, so, like, if I've done it, I put your finger down?
Yes.
Okay. Prime, sponsor ready? Us.
ASAP. I need some money. Okay. Never have I ever been injured during sex.
And if I have, I will injured. Put a finger down.
Right.
Yes, I got it.
So you have been injured.
Yes.
What happened?
I caught a really bad Charlie horse, and I had to stop sex altogether. Like my leg was hurting so bad. I was just like, I couldn't even. Like, I was just like, I can't. And so I was like on the couch, like sprawled out like that. Sorry, my balls just popped out. Sprawled out like that, and oops.
Not and a so, nudity violation.
And though. So like my fucking, it just cramped up really bad, and I couldn't focus anymore, and I just wasn't horny anymore. And I had a limp for like a week, and which is horrible.
I've gotten Charlie horses. Have you been what during sex?
Like, you know, like when the dick is too big.
I don't know what that means. So.
Oh, for God's King Kong hole over there.
Too big. What is that? I don't know.
How are you?
My hole way too big. No, I'm just playing.
I really hope when this podcast blows up, you get your hole reupholstered. Like, I know it's just so big and loose and gaping, and it like it needs its own time zone.
You wish.
Time
you wish.
Rosebud.
But I do know how to open her up, though. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
You are such a hater.
I've gotten Charlie horses during sex, by the way, but that ain't. One monkey don't stop no show. We gonna keep going as soon as I heal. Okay.
I couldn't focus. I couldn't do it.
Okay. Never have I ever taken more than one load in 24 hours.
Oh, I have.
Wow. You fucking whore.
I love it. I love being a good cream pie. Sometimes
you're the original 573 loads.
I really am. It was, and for me back in my day, that was just the tip of the iceberg. Back in my day, you would go from party to party, Friday to Saturday. You would take as many loads as you can, and you would take it home like a trophy. And then you would I won't say shit them out, but you would let them go peacefully. And then you would walk around feeling like a champion with your whole loose as fuck and just reveling in the moment. King Kong Bob.
I will say I do like carrying it around for a hot second. Just, you know, yeah. Gotta let the babies incubate a little bit.
Yeah, okay. A little marination never hurt.
Never have I ever hooked up in a public place, i.e. like a dressing room, a public bathroom.
I'm going to lose this game so bad. Yeah. I've given head in the water tower hallway.
Hallway? That is crazy.
You know the one right beside the Forever 21, top floor, over there? There.
Okay, that's kind of ducked off, but whatever.
It's right by the CD area. It's really nice. I've given head in Home Depot. I've given head in Walgreens. I've given head everywhere.
It just keeps getting worse.
I think H&M fitting room. It's been everywhere. I love giving head. I like having to walk back with like nut all over me. Like I posted it on my fucking like threads, and I was so sure they're gonna shut me down, and I just really like it.
Yeah, bitch, I saw it in your close friends, you nasty.
So hot. I love it.
Okay. Never have I ever, which one I want to do, fallen asleep during sex.
I got knocked out.
You did say you passed out your first time.
Oh, but this was like, we were fucking, and it was like round two, and I just dozed off.
I have dozed off with the dick in me, and I'll wake up once I come back to my senses.
He took a picture of me sleeping, knocked out.
Oh. We need to check his phone.
right.
Yeah, I've definitely dozed off with the dick in me, but, you know, that is kind of wild. And it's not even because the dick is whack. It'd be like I'm falling asleep.
It's just I'm tired now. Like the bottoms get tired, too.
Never have I ever spent money on porn.
Oh.
Really?
OnlyFans sometimes. Back in the day. Well, not back in the day. When OnlyFans first started popping, I'm like, look, I need a little bit of... I need to see what this is about.
I've subscribed
and
so to
it. So I would like always get it, and the subscription would pop up, and it was on a credit card linked to me and my mom's credit card. And so she would be like, what's OnlyFans? And I would be like, oh my God! And I forgot. And so I had to tell her it was like for sim shit.
Wow, you're a sick woman. Okay, no, put that pinky down.
Oh, damn.
Never have I ever slept with my boss.
I have not. Woo, yes, finally one.
Never have I ever... No, I haven't.
You pay for porn.
I have.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was the only one. Okay, great. Continue.
Oh, but you know what? One time I was on porn. You know how on porn ads, they'll be like, play this sexy game. You'll come in 5 seconds. So one day I was like, okay, girl, I've never done this. Let's see what the fuck this shit is, right? So I click on a little game, and they was like, it's free, but you got to sign up with your credit card. And I'm horny, so I'm like, fuck it.
Whatever. Let's go.
My brain is cloudy. I don't know what I'm doing right now, huh? Just take my money. So I just signed up with my card. The stupidest thing you could ever do is like put your credit card on some shiesty websites like that. Like never ever in life. But anyway, so I signed up for the game, and then I can't even play the shit because it's just like it's steady getting ad blocks. Like every time I try to play the game,
that is so stupid.
It just never played the game, so I just forgot about it.
Being horny is the worst. Oh.
When I tell you I was getting charged on my card like $30 every month, I was like, what am I paying? It was like 27 something. I'm like, what the fuck am I paying for? the name of the charge was something so fucking obscure. I'm like, this doesn't even fucking exist.
I'm so on Google,
like, what is this charge? I'm going through all types of threads. People like having the same issue. I ended up finding out what website it was and got rid of the charge. But oh my God, they really got me. So yeah, I definitely am a victim of being robbed.
That was it. Being horny is the robbery.
It's dangerous.
Okay,
never have I ever.
This week I've been thinking. I'm like, oh my God, like you know, my breaking my celibacy is like my number one priority right now in the fucking world. And so I'm like still trying to accomplish that. And I've been so horny this week. And every time I'm like, I should just commit to just doing it with this one person. I should just commit to doing it with them. Like. Every thought in my head of like, you waited this long to get dick and now you're just gonna settle for any dick, and I'm just like, you're right, bitch, you should lock this up a little more. But I'm like, no, you're fucking horny. And so did I suck dick this week? No, I didn't. And so I've been like contacting like some of my sneaky links, like just like tapping in just so I can like prepare to feel. I think I'm almost ready. I think I'm ready to fuck. The issue is I just need that one person. I just need them to say the right thing.
You just need to fucking relax. You see how you're overthinking this right now? Just go get your back cracked. But ain't nothing to it but to do it.
The thing is like, yeah, it's nothing to it. It's not. It's just, I don't know. I just don't know. I just can't commit.
You've been working out, bitch.
Huh? I can't commit to it. I just can't. I can't. I'm trying to. I just can't. It's just, I don't know. I'm worried about like, okay, so if I finally, like, okay, I want to have sex with this person, whoa, 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 whoa. What if it's bad? What if it's just, like, not, like, it's just, like,
just yeah, not, but that applies to everything. What if it's bad? Okay, so what? Yeah. You're going to be mad about it, but you're still going to get some old dick. Your life ain't going to change. You ain't going to lose your house, lose your car, lose your dog.
I lost looking. That would be almost like terrible.
We love you, Wolfgang. Never have I ever. I hope y'all ain't see my password. Never have I ever masturbated at work.
Oh yeah, all the time.
I have not done it at my current job.
Yeah.
But I haven't. I didn't do it at my last job either.
I actually didn't do it at my job before that either. You're an upstanding citizen. You're too good.
But
to
my
beat it at work, huh?
My first big boy job at the hospital, my nut is all over that place. Ooh. If they scrape the walls, they might be able to incubate a newborn, bitch.
That's sick. That is so sick. I like doing stuff in public. I'm really, you're sick. Yeah, that threw me off.
I've jerked off in Millennium Park before.
Really?
In the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I like doing stuff outside. Like
I suck dick in Millennium Park too.
Really? You've never told that story. Yeah.
In that little, it's that kind of like maze area. It's not really a maze, but you know, with the real high bushes.
There are some parts of Chicago I've been missing lately. Like, I miss that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. Like, a Chicago summer is like nothing compares. Like, when you have like, you know, like, when you'll be, like, you work Thursday, but you off Friday, Saturday. And so, like, ooh, like, ooh, I'm about to go out Friday. And then, like, Friday, you go downtown. It just, Chicago's
such. Oh, my God. Place. Downtown is just such a vibe. And it's, like, you can walk everywhere. You're going to be tired eventually. But you ain't really finna be thinking about time. You just walking because it's so nice out.
It's so much shit to do.
So pretty.
It's just, like, and it's just, like, you happen to bump. You're always going to end up going downtown. Bumping into somebody you know and like getting plans for like the weekend or some shit like that. It's just like, I don't know. Something.
There's
about
no city with a better downtown.
Ever.
Not one. I don't care Ever. What y'all say. And I ain't been to all of them. And I'm letting y'all know it doesn't exist. Chicago is number one.
And our skyline is the best. So
best skyline.
Oh my God. And it's the fact that you can literally be downtown and walk to the fucking beach. That's fucking insane. What other city can you do that at? Like multiple
right on
beaches.
The water. It's just, oh my gosh, it's just the best thing.
Multiple beaches.
And we had the first skyscraper, so we set the trend for you hoes. I'm just letting y'all know.
Yeah,
I think we had the first skyscraper. Don't quote me on that, but I think the Sears Tower was the first one in this country. I could be wrong.
And also, Chief Keef is born in Chicago, so I feel like that amplifies everything else.
Shout out to Chiefy. We want to keep playing this game.
Yeah. I'm almost done.
Let's see if you can get the rest of them done. Never have I ever slept with someone 10 years older than me. 10 or more years older than me.
No, I haven't fucked any daddies, granddaddies.
Never have I ever been peed on.
Okay, finger down.
Okay, I set you up with that one. Yeah, you did. Never have I ever fucked someone and didn't know their name. Did I ask you that one already?
No, but I have.
I'm trying to think if I've ever not known somebody's name. Not full-blown sex.
I had a one.
Like, I've given head to people I didn't know their name.
All the time.
And vice versa.
Yeah. I had a one-night stand at a party with a guy, and I didn't know his name. His dick was huge. It was really good, though.
I would love to have a one-night stand. That's, like, one thing I just need to check off. I've met somebody I know for the first time and fucked them that same night and never fucked them again. Yeah. But that don't really count as a one night stand. No, like, I thought one night stand was like meet a stranger, fuck a stranger, never meet the stranger again.
I threw a party. Shout out to RTLC. You know. I threw a party and basically the guy came and I didn't know I didn't know him. I don't even know who he was friends with or whatever. But we ended up fucking. And it was really, really good. His dick was big. He was hot. I just remember people walking in and couldn't believe we were fucking. I kind of wish I was still like that now. Like, I really wish I was, like, I don't know. I really wish I had more options to actually, like, fucking do shit with.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. I want to have, like, some really good, like, sexual experiences before I get old and crusty. Like, I just feel like... Like, what's the fucking hold up?
Me too. I really wish, I don't know lately. That leads into it too. It's just like, I feel like if I had more options, of people that I would actually like into that way, I feel like it would make a big difference on me actually like fucking with somebody or like actually having sex. And I want to have those experiences. I want to have more one night stands.
You gotta move to Houston. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, it's a lot of boys there. That would be legit the only... Well, I'll be other than the podcast. That would be, like, the top reason.
Fuck me.
Oh, yeah, you too. And so, like, that would be one of the top three reasons. I will move to Houston. Like, it's niggas everywhere. And then every time... And Threads have introduced me to, like, a whole new crop of niggas I never even know existed. And so I keep fucking seeing new people following, and I'm following new people. I'm just like, where the fuck they create your ass at? And so I'm talking to them. It's just like in Houston, it's everywhere. Like, it's everywhere. Hot niggas though.
Okay, so I kind of wanted to talk about this. I saw this on a blog. The blog I really don't want to get no credit to. It's okay. I found it on a blog, The Neighborhood Talk. This woman, married to her husband for 6 years, she went through his phone randomly one day, and she saw all of these like terrible text messages between him and a friend of his about how he felt about his now wife. He was saying how she was ugly and how she would he's funny. Just like using her for money, and how she it was a lot of stuff. He was saying like how she would do anything he said because she's so desperate. It's a lot of shit like that. That's terrible. That to his friend, like when he first started dating this girl. And so my question is, if you found out your man that you've been married to for 6 years had those thoughts about you early on in your relationship, are you staying with this nigga or what?
Murder. But kind of, I don't know. Because, you know, like, I went through my...
I snapped.
Literally. Because I went through my ex-boyfriend's laptop before, and I was trying to do something. And then the message started popping up, and I was just like, how often am I going to have access to this laptop? And then the message popped up, so I was like, bloop, I clicked on it. And I told y'all, it was his friends saying I was a chihuahua and all this other shit. And so I was just like, oh, but he wasn't saying it. It was his friends saying it. And I'm like, why you didn't defend me and say I'm not one or blah, 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 blah. And then, oh, that's funny, bitch. And it was just like, I know,
I'm that. Laughing because of the way you said, when you said defend me, the first thing I thought of was defend my honor, protect my pride, and to good advice.
Always. No, but for real. Like, honestly. I'm sorry. Go ahead. And I'm just
I need to laugh at your pain.
It's thank you. Thank you for the support. Best friends, okay? And so it's just like, I was just like, and they were saying it because I was mad at him because it was something so stupid. And it was just like a back and forth thing. And so I'm just like, but now you have, not only you have people in our business, you have people talking about me, and you're not even defending me. And so it's just like,
wild. Like,
I guess that's not as bad as him, like, saying it himself about me. Because if he said it himself about me, we have a different type of conversation. And so I don't play that shit. I'm very, and that's why I get into it a lot of times with people, because I'm very just like, this is how I feel about things. So there's no... Oh, shit, almost died.
Ooh, she choking.
Okay. Ooh, not the good kind of choke either. But I'm very just like, this is how I feel about things. I'm not trying to sugarcoat nothing. Like, let's just address the issue, get it over with. And so I kind of get always offended when people are like, have something to say or like trying to express something and they're not just saying it. And so like going on the phone or telling other people anything about me instead of just saying it to me, when I'm the type of person where I give you ample opportunity to, it's weird. And it's weird and it's moving shady. So I would probably murder him. And then I have a true crime episode.
I am definitely leaving.
100%.
Because now I won't be able to get it out of my head that you had those thoughts about me. Now, people can change their minds.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like calling me ugly, saying you're just using me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, how am I supposed to believe like that you don't still feel this way? Like, yeah. I don't know. Where that's do we go weird. From here? That to me is worse than cheating on me.
Yeah, I would say I was just thinking that. I'm like, that's a real betrayal of trust. Because it's like now every time every time I look at you, I have to wonder if you're looking at me negatively. And like I feel like also like I've been thinking about this a lot lately. I feel like I'm not even gonna say it. But people, you have to be really cognizant of things that you say to people and how you say it. Or, like, even the means of how you display your affection or your thoughts towards people. Because it can, like, register differently. It can register wrong. And, like, intent versus execution matters a lot in the whole process. And so, just, like, you have to be a lot more intentful with your words and your actions. Even, like, through, like, social media and, like, texting and all that other shit.
Now that I'm aware of... of like kind of what you're saying, like when I'm like dealing with a guy and let's say I'm like talking to my friends about him, if the things I'm saying to my friends about him are negative, like I know that I don't like this guy and I would not even try to like this guy after I just said all this terrible stuff about him. Because it, you know, I just feel like, not that everything is going to be like, if you meet your match it's going to be perfect, but I feel like, that is just my theory. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you meet the one, I feel like you know immediately.
Yeah.
And if I don't know immediately, I know you ain't the one. You might be something.
So you believe in love at first sight? Basically.
I remember when I thought I fell in love with this boy, but then he wouldn't give me his test results. So I was like, I don't know him. This was like, last year.
What? Last year? I was like, I can't even imagine you now think you fell in love with somebody. Last year? What?
No, it wasn't for real. Like, I met him on between some mutual friends.
I remember.
And then I thought I loved him, and then we hung out a couple times, and then he wouldn't give me his test results.
I remember. I was like, yeah, I remember now. I remember. Because you were like, I won't hype it, but it was interesting.
I was in love with that boy for like 4 days straight.
and it was really interesting watching you like navigate your feelings towards being interested in someone finally. And that's the thing, that's a spark.
But I wasn't really interested in him like that. My dick was hard.
Your dick was hard. But it was also like, you were like, even how you were describing him was a little different than how you describe other people.
Oh, he's perfect.
Yeah, and so shit like that.
He's literally perfect.
like you were describing his personality, like characteristics, and you're the type of person, you don't go into detail with people that you are interested in or like.
First of all, shut up, bitch, because now that I think about it, I was really excited about him. I told you I was in, okay, so like maybe love at first, maybe he is the one. I just need him to stop being so evasive with me, baby. Like, we can work it out. Like, right? Come on.
It's so simple. And so, like, it's like, that's the type of spark I'd be looking for with people that I want to fuck. And so, it's just like, when you throw off that vibe and you throw off that spark, it can, like, I'm that person where I can take advantage of me being delusionally in love for 5 seconds and fuck. I will do that. The thing is, the delusion doesn't last long because these niggas are fucking idiotic. I got cursed out on a anonymous profile. Thanks for reminding me. I got cursed out by an anonymous profile on Jacked the other day. And, like, I'm about to cry right now. Because it was just like, I didn't see it coming. I'm, like, literally working hard. I'm, like, lifting boxes and throwing shit. Like, I have, like, guns. Like, I'm, like,
bitch, like, I said earlier you've been working out and you didn't hear me. So, I just
No, bitch, I've been working. And so I randomly, like, on my Jack profile, it literally says, I'm looking for cool people. No, if, like, it's a lot of corny people out here. I don't want to deal with that, blah, blah, blah. This blank profile came on there. It's like, you probably the fucking corny one, bitch, or something like that. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, wait, where is this coming from? And he ends up challenging me to fight him. I'm just like, wait, I blocked
not
him.
Not a right? duel, bitch.
Yeah. I end up blocking him. He creates a new profile, messages me again, and says, so you want to block people, bitch? You a faggot. Stop bending the fuck over so much. I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, I don't even know. I was like flabbergasted. He dropped his location so I could come fight him. And then I was like, I don't even know what you look like. He was like, come find out right now. He's like, I'm like, you're on a anonymous profile. I blocked you. This is the corny shit I'm talking about. It's that. I don't even know how I got on the topic, but that's like, it's just disturbing.
I mean, you were attacked.
Yeah, literally. That's the thing. I always get attacked by the most random people. It's never the people I should get attacked by. Like, the most random people fly out of the woodwork.
This is not funny, but it is.
Because it's true. The most random people randomly just come out of the woodwork and want to curse me out or, like, call me stupid and shit. I'm just like, what is wrong? Like, what do I do to these people? Like, I got into it with my coworker randomly. Like, and she's like an old white lady.
He's getting worse.
She's an old ass white lady, and she randomly just came out with the blue work and started attacking me, and I have to go off on her. And I'm just like, why do y'all keep bothering me? Like, I don't know what I do to people that randomly just makes them like flip a switch and say, I'm about to beat this bitch ass. But I'm just like, it's something about me that triggers people randomly. Like, I don't get it. I'm unproblematic. I don't even say the R word. Like, it's just,
I don't know. Maybe you're the problem, babe. I don't know what to tell you.
I just told you this.
You,
I'm working, lifting my boxes. No, I'm not singing that song with you. I'm lifting my boxes, and then the old white bitch come upstairs, and she's talking about we should recycle these. I was given specific orders to throw these bitches away. I ain't recycling shit. And so now she starts taking down my boxes that I've been setting up all fucking day. She starts taking them down and parading them around the fucking store, giving them out to the fucking people. Stop touching shit. And then she comes back, and then she brings like workers back to where my boxes that I've been working on, and she starts having them take down and looking for shit. By that time, I'm fucking irate. I'm irate, and I don't say nothing. I keep my mouth shut because, bitch, I need my money. I ain't about to argue with no old bitch. Whatever. And so then she comes, and she's like, well, I don't want to do this. And then she leaves after she just undid all the work I've done. Exactly. She leaves. And then my manager comes upstairs. She comes back. And she's like, hey, we're not throwing these away, right? After another supervisor came and after, like, she was told multiple times. And I'm like, ignore her. She's on her own agenda right now. That's literally all I said. Ignore her. She's on her own agenda right now. I didn't know that was going to start World War fucking VI in a warehouse. And so then she comes, my manager leaves, she comes over to me with her hand on her fucking old droopy ass fucking mad potato ass hip, and she says to me, what is that supposed to mean? And I'm like, You're on your own agenda. I told you 6 times already what the instructions were. And now you're touching my shit. And you got other people coming here touching my shit. She's like, I don't know what's wrong with you right now. And I'm just like, you're irritating me. And she said, doesn't fucking... She's like, she told me... It doesn't matter. You're not going to be here long anyway. And I'm like, that's a real racial bitch. And so I didn't say that part. But I'm like, I don't want to be here. You're fucking miserable. And then she's like, and then she like, we have an elevator. She presses the elevator, waits for the elevator to come down. She hops on the elevator. She's like, oh. And then she like rides down. It was like some out of a fucking movie. I wish I was making this shit up. And then I have my two friends beside me stunned. And it was just like, I've never. People always randomly attack me. Stay the fuck out my way. That's all.
I don't even know what to say after that rant. I hope your life at work gets better.
Fuck them people. Pay me.
I have a complaint about my job, but it's not even, it ain't even that deep.
I want
no
you
more.
To talk about that because I have a comment.
All right, this is what happened. So we're doing I'm going to do the short version. Mid-year
reviews. I like the long version, but cool.
Two supervisors, they started 3 months ago, just for context. On the team atmosphere portion of the review, they said that they like that I interact in the group chats, because we have multiple group chats, right? But I need to interact more within the office. And so my whole thing is, because my particular job is like literally and physically separated from the rest of the office. I'm the only person in that room all day. Nobody comes to visit me. It's just me. So why they not getting critiqued for not helping me out and being friendly to me? But that's not the point, because that's not how shit works. Everybody has their own job. What do you want me to do? Walk around poking everybody, interrupting them while they're fucking working. Then I'm going to be a nuisance. Okay, so let me calm down. So my whole thing is, like, I feel like I'm as social as I can be, given the fact that I'm separated from everybody. That's why I do interact in the group chats the way I do. And just a couple weeks ago, I gave everybody stickers from the office. Okay, I didn't have to share my stickers with you guys.
That's
so
cute.
If that's not social, I don't know what you mean, what else you need from me. Okay, and so I didn't appreciate that, and so I turned all my group chat notifications off. I will talk to no one unless it's about work.
I don't think you should be like that.
I get it.
Wait, first off, let me preface that by saying I get it, because you are not an hourly social person when it comes to like settings like that. But I think that ties...
Like, that's hard work for me.
Very hard. But I don't think they understand that, because they don't know you. They only like, really interact with you through, like, the group text. So they, without having the knowledge of he's really not that social, and then if anything else, if they have discovered your social media, they see a different personality on social media than they have ever interacted with.
And I don't think my supervisors have discovered the social media, but at least... 4 of my coworkers have at this point. So
it's just like, it's probably just like they don't really understand your personality, and they don't understand my butt went to sleep. And so they don't really understand your personality. They don't understand it. Like, you're really trying hard, because I remember a couple months ago you were like, I'm not talking to these bitches, die. And now you're giving them stickers and shit. And so it's just like, maybe like...
But my whole thing, yeah. My whole thing is this, is like, it's not like I'm a mute. Now, I do have a coworker. I don't want to say too much, since people have discovered my life outside of work.
They definitely listen now.
There, I have a coworker who says nothing to nobody. She keeps her head down. She don't talk to nobody. She didn't want to, when we had like a ice cream social is what they called it.
Yeah, pizza?
She didn't want no ice cream. She didn't want to play the game that we was playing. But so I'm just, and you know, I was talking with the supervisors. We were having regular conversations. So it's just confusing to me. I learned very quickly that this type of office structure, like, is literally what people complain about when they talk about being bored in the office. It's like, it's not so political.
What was that in your hand?
Like, Strawberry. That was the worst lie ever. What the fuck am I doing with a strawberry? I don't even want to tell a story no more. Let's move on to
ask. I was like, you're getting irritated, bitch, because you picked up that so fast. I was like, wait, bitch, how did you get that so fast?
Girl, it's a reflex. Okay. I light the blunt every time I get irritated.
Okay, you're a stress, okay, baby. Let's go to ask the boys. Come on your hand.
We have a question this week from Bareback Contessa.
Okay. Question.
Bareback Contessa says, hey, love your podcast. Keep going, and I wish you guys success. I go by Bareback Contessa, and my question is, what would you do if your best friend's boyfriend is scheming to break up your friendship so he can have more time with your best friend?
Murder him.
Uh-huh. All right. The theme of the show is murder. Is that what we're doing?
Yes. That is so weird. And I feel like, your best friend having that type of boyfriend that thinks that type of way or acts that kind of way is kind of like fucking corny. And so, like, I feel like you should.
Loser.
Yeah, for real. Because who honestly does that? Like, I feel like as an adult in a functioning relationship, I don't even know how old you are. So I'm hoping, like, even if you're a younger listener, take this into when you get older. You have to have
balance. That tracks.
Okay. You have to have balance in your friendships and your relationships. If your best friend is not trying to seek balance between y'all and their relationship, maybe that's your time and that's your cue to really just focus on yourself for a little bit more and go out and seek friendship and pay more attention to other friends that you are or you do have in your circle or that you are around. Because clearly this person is around bad energy and inviting this type of person into you, into what you're doing. And it's just really negative. And you don't really want to have that type of view of your best friend ever. You don't ever want to view your best friend as a plus, as like their plus one. Like, it's like the, I call it like the Nikki Kenny complex. Like, everybody shades Nikki. Everybody shades.
Why is my sister always in it when she minding her business? I just want to know.
What's it called? Rap bars drop tomorrow. Routine bar. We support over here.
And she's not even on it. Nah. Since you know every fucking thing.
Oh, you're such a hater. See? Negative energy from best friends. I get it. Trust me.
I'm just letting y'all know.
I get it. Trust me. I get it. But yeah, you just need to really just refocus. What do you think?
I think if, like, let's say you're dating somebody and he's like telling you terrible things about me to get us to like not be friends. I'm gonna really just pay him dust, cause that's not my friend any fucking way. I'm just gonna pay attention to whatever your reaction is. Oh. So it's not about, for me, it wouldn't be about the boyfriend because, you know, bitch, I was here before you and I'll probably be here after you, so it's fine. But also, is my friend playing into that? Because at that point, then I'm gonna have to step back for real and just be like, all right, fuck it, y'all won. Because one thing about it, I'm not gonna do it. So yeah. if your boyfriend is feeding you bullshit and you falling for the bullshit, then I'm gonna just let y'all be two bulls shit together. Because I'm gonna just exit the situation. I don't need that in my life. You know what I'm saying?
It's just too much. And I feel like once you get to a certain too point, like the thought of drama terrifies you. Because it's just so unnecessary.
It's so childish.
Yeah, it's just literally, like, lately I've been like, okay, I need a little spice or something like that. And I'm just like, I'll take a toxic nigga. I don't want the toxic issues. I don't want to deal with drama. I don't deal with that shit. Like
play toxic, not yeah, real toxic.
Not real toxic. You know what I'm saying? Play toxic. Like,
not like Krishan and Blueface, but more like
now we fighting in the Walmart toxic.
More like Desi and B. Simone, because that's not even a real couple. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like playful toxic. Like, it is, right. Like, I need that type of energy. But this type of energy that this person is bringing, I can't deal. It's unnecessary. It's just like, hopefully your best friend isn't falling for the okey-doke, and hopefully you have had this conversation with your best friend as well, where you're just like, hey, I'm privy to what the fuck he's doing, and I ain't falling for it, so. You don't either.
I agree. I zoned out for a little bit. Yeah, I agree. Fuck it. And don't let nobody.
You know, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Girl, we got to find the groove, girl. We've been cutting each other off all night, sister.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Shut up and let me talk. Okay, see? Keep your hoes in check.
Girl, now I cut your ass off again, bitch.
Yeah, but if I was in that situation, I would probably just remove myself because I'm not doing no weird shit. It's just life too short and it's also too long. I'm not dealing with it. Leave me alone. That's why I'm cutting off the group chats at work because I don't have to deal with the problems. I'm just gonna ignore it. Now, I did respond today because one of my supervisors that I do like brought everybody Starbucks.
So who are you Starbucks, beefing with exactly?
I don't have no beef with nobody. I just have a beef with that particular critique in my performance because that's not even a real thing.
Like, so now you're going to punish everyone who actually yes. has started to like you. And
I'm not going to shut them out. Like, I'm not going to stop talking at work, but I'm just cutting the group chats out because they said they liked that I was participating in the group chat. So now I'm just going to do the opposite and not do it.
You are so contrary all the fucking time. I hate that all the parents are like this all the fucking time. It's so fucking ridiculous.
You like that I participate? Setting. Now I won't.
It's like a lever where it's just like the default standard is contrary. Like if you say the wrong thing, you budging over to falling in line. Never.
You're done, sister.
It's terrible. That's so fucking.
You're
sick.
Out of here. I think that's a good way to live. You keep your wits about you. You know what I'm saying? You don't let nobody walk all over you. You just walk on out. Okay. And to be petty, you just do the exact opposite of what they want to piss them off. And then you're happy about it. So I think it's a great thing. It's better than revenge.
I also had a question about this name. Is this name based off Contessa? From
What's the name again? I forgot.
Bareback Contessa?
I'm about to say Contessa Balzac. Okay. Bareback Contessa. I don't know what that means.
Contessa is the name of a doctor or married to medicine. And so,
okay, I think I know that.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering I'm confused on where the bareback part comes in at before the name. Or is Contessa like a jazzy word for like a person who has like multiple hats on? I don't know.
I think we're overthinking this. I think it's just a fun name.
It's a very specific name, though.
It's kind of like, it reminds me of like something we would name an episode. Like,
yeah. Like, and I was thinking, I'm like, this is a good name for an episode.
I don't want to name the episode that because,
thinking that too. That's what made me start thinking about it because I was like,
like, what's the logic behind this? I don't know. Figure it out. It's just fun. It's provocative. Exactly. Because we don't even know what that is. When I think of bareback, I think of white men fucking in the mountain with flannel jackets on.
And then I think about Contessa and I think about the doctor with her coat on and her bad dresses. And so it's just like, it's a very contracting, very contracting like views. Like that's why the name threw me.
So you watch all the reality shows, like all the Housewives and stuff like that?
I love them. Yeah, I'm very big on like, only one I haven't really got into is New York and OC. But I think I'm going to watch this new revival of New York and probably get into New York. But I heard OC's been really good. But I watch everything. I watch all Bravo.
You watch Miami, Dubai, Africa?
I love.
Don't they have one in Africa?
They have one in Africa.
Nigeria?
Ethiopia? I don't know. It's one of them. But it's I watch Dubai and I watch Miami. Miami, I love Larsa on Miami. And I love... Miami has such a good cast. Everyone in Miami fits the bill. So good.
Well, I love that you have all of this knowledge because that just means I'm actually going to do what I said we were going to do. But hey, you guys, this has been a great episode. I am so ready for you guys to hear what we have to say. And I can't wait for your feedback, even if it's negative, because all press is good press.
Yeah. And if it's negative, just say what you got to say. Just don't be disrespectful.
And don't keep... all right, we ain't going to drag it again, but mind you, watch your mouth.
Yeah. Because we'll delete your comment, but everybody will see our video and hear our podcast.
So, I ain't gonna delete the comment. I'm a screenshot it, repost it, and I'm gonna go in on you on my story. Because people like when I do that. It's fun.
That's I like that. I'm still that technique.
Well, please make sure you follow us on the Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Also on Threads at Boys Next Door Pod.
How did you do that?
I just logged out and then logged in from the boys. I was like, okay, it's a little more hassle because you know Instagram, you can just like double tap to switch. Get to your other one.
Yeah.
I was definitely. But yeah, If we still got that Twitter, go find that.
I be liking every tweet and shit. We have new followers.
I think everybody has gone back to Twitter.
I don't know. I think I like follow like a lot of people, but I don't even get on. I haven't gotten on Twitter really all this week. Like I just haven't been on there. I've been like, and I've been loosely using Threads, but I've been like, I'll like go open Threads to see what's going on. I'm like, I'm kind of confused on the algorithm, and I'm kind
of it's not in order.
Yeah, I don't like that, and so it's like it throws me. But I keep seeing hot guys, and that keeps bringing me back. So,
oh, real quick, okay. So they are on. They were on Twitter arguing about the cabin trips. You know the cabin porn videos that they be seeing.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was so hilarious. Apparently, girls be stealing mufflers, and they look like crackheads.
I saw your post.
They look like aliens. It was funny. They was all mad and stuff. It's always a ruckus when freak Twitter gets the argument. Because it's like, aren't we supposed to be about love you here, you guys? You guys are fucking up the vibes.
No, because everybody be wanna fuck, and then everybody don't act like they care, and then everybody get attached, and then they become freaking crazy people, and then they fucking start thinking with their dicks in their asshole, and then they have all these people in your fucking ear telling them all this fucking crazy shit. Oh, it's so annoying.
Well, that's that, folks. Follow me on Instagram at Blackberry, TikTok Blackberry with two Y's, Threads Blackberry, Twitter you can follow me at cherrythong.com. I'm still there.
Allegedly. _ Ken Lush on your sake. On Twitter. Ken Lush regular on Instagram. Ken Lush regular on Threads. He's sniffing his upper lip. Ooh. And oh my god. Never mind. I think that's all social media. I don't know whatever else. Just search Ken Lush. I'll be there.
We're delirious at this point. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We won't even be mad if you don't come back. Okay, I promise.
It's okay. We have neighbors moving out all the time.
Bye. Oh, are we going with the cul-de-sac? We still haven't.
Oh yeah. We kind of hinted at that last week, but we didn't really dive into it.
Do y'all like the cul-de-sac? If y'all like the cul-de-sac, let us know. Somebody suggested that for us.
If you like the cul-de-sac, drop some balls.
Yeah, drop cherries. The cherries.
Yeah, the cherry cul-de-sac.
Okay, drop the cherry emoji in the YouTube comments and on the Instagram. If you like the cul-de-sac for the name of our hive,
yeah,
the cul-de-sac.
Like, you're our neighbors, and this is our cul-de-sac. This is our safe space. This is our little area where we come and we talk about
and whatever. Shout out to Kay Gashonen for coming up with that. Hope I pronounced it right this time.
Hopefully so.
If not, okay, bye for real, y'all.
Bye.